about 95% of our transportation fatalities, those occur on the highways. And so, you know, when it comes down to it, there's a lot of fatalities on the highways, and that doesn't always result in a kind of a commensurate number of recommendations. Because when you look at our recommendations, we have about 500 open recommendations to the FAA, but we'd have, you know, under 100 recommendations open to the Highway Administration. So that doesn't necessarily mean that one has more or less risk or more or less work to do. It just is a function of our investigations and what we find. We have a statutory mandate to investigate every fatal aviation accident that occurs in the United States, and we also participate in some foreign aviation investigations. And so what that means is that we're investigating proportionally a lot more of the aviation accidents. And so that results in us finding more issues to make safety recommendations. But we do recognize that we have risk in a lot of other areas. And one area that's particularly concerning to us is the highways that we all drive on. I know a lot of your listeners are commuters and work for the federal government. And really one of the most challenging places in the transportation system is all of us on the roads and highways as we're traveling around our homes and to and from work.
You mentioned that there are only a few hundred employees at NTSB. I know you're not affiliated with, say, the Department of Transportation. You're your own entity, so you also have that to deal with. How do you manage the workload when you do have so many things to look into and so much work to do and only this many resources?
Well, you know, I'd like to say that we're small but mighty. We are such a small organization, but I think that's part of what makes us effective. We're very nimble. Our staff really kind of are like Renaissance men and women. Many of them can do it all. We have regional accident investigators who go out to an aviation site, and they look at the man, the machine, the environment. They talk to the press. They work with families. You know, they really can be jack of all trades, and they do a lot of work. And so we do have specialists, though. We've got a lot of people here who've spent their careers working in particular areas, whether it's air traffic control or engines and power plants, you know, locomotive engineers. And so they bring that expertise to us and really are able to give the public a lot of bang for their buck. And so we do a lot of investigations. We come out with recommendations. And I think that the benefit to the public is that we're an agency that people don't often see. We're behind the scenes most of the time. But we have made transportation safer for people many times when they didn't even know it.
And I wanted to follow up on that expertise that you mentioned that's in the agency, because especially as it relates to aviation, and assuming that an airline does everything it's supposed to, sometimes the causes of airline crashes, because they're so infrequent and because we've fixed most of the major safety issues over the years, the causes can be very subtle. And I imagine you must have a lot of technical expertise to be able to go really deep into the tiny causes that may balloon into an accident.
Well, you would be impressed. Our investigators, this is kind of like the CSI of transportation safety. They really are amazing. They're really so smart and talented. They impress me every day. I have the opportunity to get briefed on them by the work that they do, and I'll tell you, it's like being in school. They come in, and there are people who understand corrosion or fatigue. They share their knowledge, and they explain it in a way that the public can understand. And I think that sometimes when you get into really technical issues, that's a challenge. We're seeing things get more technical, more complex. There's more electronics. If you just look at our recorders lab, our vehicle recorders lab, they do cockpit voice recorders and flight data recorders. Since I've been at the board the last 6 years, we've seen about a 400% increase in the number of devices that they work on in the lab from year to year. You know, everybody's got a cell phone. People have got GPS now. You know, you've got cameras in motor coaches. You know, there's so much that's going on. We were able to look at the collapse of the Minneapolis Bridge a few years ago using a surveillance camera and seeing the sequence of how that bridge came down and slow it down frame by frame. And so there really are some amazing things that our folks do. And our investigators, when they go to an accident site, they are completely focused about documenting that evidence and finding what happened, because they are really doing this so that it doesn't happen again, so that no one else has to experience what they have experienced. We've got fire and explosion experts who look at fuel tanks, and you know, it's the forensic investigation that work that they do is very impressive. And I think our annual report tells people a little bit about it, but you can go to our website and read our reports in full. We have a lot of information on our website, and what we do is very transparent and open to the public.
I want to talk about that report specifically, because you have some new enhanced features within the report. Can you give us a couple of examples?
Well, we've got some great snapshots in the report of some areas of facts, and we've got a lot of pictures, which I think makes this report a little bit more interesting to most people than reports in the past. We talk about all of the investigations that we've done. We summarize them, and we have some at-a-glance boxes that really help the users to see things quickly. If they don't have time to read the full report, they can look very quickly at those at-a-glance boxes and see statistics and information and get a good sense of kind of that section, what we do.
What's it like for you when you have to become the public face of sometimes some pretty spectacular disasters that get people spooked, and you know, you have to reassure them? I would imagine that, yes, you can still get on the metro, or yes, you can still get on the airline and so forth. That must have been quite a change for you when you ascended to the chair job.
Well, you know, I think that we all have our challenges, and I think in the federal government, we all are really working for the public, and so we are here at the Safety Board are charged with a great mission. We get to investigate accidents, and we get to find out what happened, and we get to tell people what to do so they won't happen again. And I always tell people that I loved reading Nancy Drew novels when I was a little girl, and so since I've come to the Safety Board, I kind of feel like I get to be a big Nancy Drew and get to look and understand things. And I've read these reports. We've got a board meeting coming up next week on a Continental accident at Denver International Airport. And I'll tell you, when I pick up one of these reports, it's like picking up a mystery, and all of the pieces of the puzzle come together with the staff's work. Everybody does their little piece of it, and they create this story so that you really can understand what happened. And I always look forward to reading the reports, and we have a sunshine meeting where we just get to discuss those with the staff in the open. The board members and the staff deliberate and discuss and debate issues in the report. And at the end of the day, you know, the public gets to see what we did. And, you know, it is a challenge sometimes having to be the public face when you're at an accident site. But it's like any other federal job. You know what your role is and what your job is, and you just have to get about doing it.
I want to circle back to what you just said about that. It strikes me that you cannot stand the idea of leaving a question that needs to be answered unanswered, and that perhaps some of the changes you've seen at NTSB, particularly your ability to use more modern technology, you mentioned cameras and GPS devices, doesn't necessarily make your job easier, but helps you to find the answers to those questions that are so pressing.
I'll tell you, to a person, everyone who works at the Safety Board is curious, and they have a passion for safety. And so everybody wants to figure out what happened. And any tools that we have to help us understand that is a boon to our business. The Safety Board has long been on record about making recommendations about increased parameters and time for cockpit voice recorders, getting other data. All of that is very helpful to us. And you know what's amazing is sometimes now the public is really coming forward and being able to provide us information that's very helpful. I was up at a mid-air collision in New York over the Hudson River near Hoboken, New Jersey. It was a helicopter and a fixed-wing aircraft that collided. And it was very amazing. There was video right then of somebody who had been filming at the time. We were out at National Airport. We had a Stearman, which was an antique World War II era aircraft that had just nosed over on the runway. We even had a reporter with a helmet cam in the front seat of that aircraft. And so that, you know, that information is all very helpful to us.
There are other agencies and departments within the federal government that are also small but would like to be as mighty as you are. Do you have any best practices or advice for these other agencies, departments, to help them maybe gel as well as it seems NTSB has to make the most of the resources they have?
You know, I think the NTSB is really fortunate. We have an outstanding mission. I think our independence really helps us. It's very good to be an independent agency. We don't, you know, we answer to the public, we answer to Congress. But I think it's having people who have integrity and have a passion for what they do that really builds that reputation. And, you know, kind of what we have right now, you know, we are kind of sitting in the shade of trees that were planted many years ago. And it's because people have worked their careers, their lives, and their decades to build, and decades at this agency to build the reputation of the agency. And that's what we enjoy today. I'll tell you, it's a privilege to be a federal employee and to work at an organization like the NTSB. After I graduated from school, I came to Washington, and I thought I was only going to be here for about a year. And I've been a federal employee for almost 20 years, and I have to say I've enjoyed every day of it. Every job I've had, it's been like being in school. I get to learn new things and get to be challenged, and it's amazing to see all the wonderful people who work in the federal government, not just at the NTSB, but at the other modal agencies that we work with. There's people who work very hard to make things better for the public, and I don't think that they get the recognition that they deserve most of the time.
I'll tell you, I really thought this all came together. Were you around in the federal government for the flight TWA 800 crash when that blew up just after leaving New York? And it took a long time, but they reconstructed the whole thing, and they found the tiniest little bare wire deep inside a tank, you know, had caused this crash. And I thought that was just the culmination of all those elements, bringing the forensics, the intuition, bringing it all together to find something no one could have imagined would bring a plane down.
We actually have out at our training center, we kept the wreckage of TWA 800 to really use as a training tool and to show people kind of forensic accident investigation, where the people who were on scene for so many weeks up there putting that airplane piece by piece back together as it was recovered, and really kind of with a lot of hard work and kind of being gumshoe detectives figured out what happened. And, you know, that is a great example of the work that we do, and it's a very visible example of what we do. You know, we had issues on our most wanted list coming from that accident investigation that were there for almost 10 years before they got closed out. But we finally did get those recommendations that we asked for. It took a little bit of time, but that was an accident where we could definitely show what we found, justify our recommendations, and finally we got them accomplished. And you know, there were investigators who spent years of their lives working on that accident, and but what they did was important, and it changed aviation safety for all the travelers that have come after that.